Initially, of course, the three activists were happy that they are now free to go. But if we look at what exactly the decision was, then there is much room for skepticism. I asked Law Yok Kai, the director of the Hong Kong Human Rights Monitor, why he was not overjoyed when the verdict came out.
This is a narrow technical victory only. The Court of Final Appeal this time had held that. Actually, the court is correct in their direction on sentencing. That is, if there's violence involved in a civil disobedience action, no matter how we describe it as a civil disobedience, that won't give the organizers and participants any particular advantage because of the violence involved. And they agree that involved violence. But the Court of Final Appeal said if there's a new direction for sentencing, it should not be applied to cases before that direction. That is, they believe that demonstrations so-called involving violence by the three students and others have been held before the directive was issued. So technically, it should not be applicable to their case. So they should not be sentenced according to that direction, which made the actual sentence much heavier.
So it appears that these three activists will be free, but just because of a technicality. Why did the Court of Final Appeal do this? Well, in this sense, it's an interesting case as the court tried to find a way that would make everybody happy. Though by agreeing with the original harsh sentence, they in fact say that the Hong Kong government, that of course has to operate in the shadow of Beijing, was right. At the same time, they give these activists a chance to get out.
The court, I think, have been quite skillful. They have upheld the ruling relating to use of violence in demonstration, even though it is motivated by civil disobedience. They should be punished by heavy sentence. But at the same time, they don't want associated with a sentencing of peaceful leaders of a peaceful demonstration. And this leader has just been nominated for Nobel Peace Prize. So in a way, it's not too antagonistic to Beijing. And at the same time, they have also let go this student and do not need to be blamed by the international community for sending this student in a peaceful umbrella movement to prison.
But the result is probably that this is just a short-term gain and that in the end nobody is really happy. Victor Wong, who took part in the umbrella movement in 2014, says that the fact that the Court of Final Appeal did agree with the original sentence serves as a stern warning for people who want to continue organizing protests or demonstrations in Hong Kong.
Actually, because the oppression from Beijing and from the Hong Kong government is harder and harder, and more leaders sent to the jail nowadays. And today is just a special case, so to organize a movement will be very difficult now. I think it must affect the student movement and the movement in general in Hong Kong.
And authorities in mainland China itself won't be very happy either with this action of the Hong Kong's Court of Final Appeal, and chances are now big that Beijing will do anything to interfere in the work of Hong Kong's judiciary in attempts to undermine its cherished independence.